Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week, but he was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is, and it'd be amazing.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit, it's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt, and if you didn't, we're going to put air and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
You're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years, but we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I look forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking it about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking methylene blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back. And I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison! Yeah!
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue in my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
As many of you are noticing, I'm not live today on my regular show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm re-airing that great interview I did a few days ago, or he did with me, with Tim Dillon. The reason I'm not on air is there's been a bunch of developments this morning in the Democrats' ongoing lawfare operation to try to shut down InfoWars. As you know, in the last year, we've been winning in federal and state court. Texas Appeals Court, even run by Democrats, said the case was so bad they're looking to overturn the judgment, the whole fake rig Sandy Hook thing. They are so scared. So I've learned a bunch of developments I can't tell you. I'll do it in the next 48 hours. But the big thing I can tell you is this all happened today. Doug Imhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris, himself has officially taken over their lawfare operations against me. So that's where we are right now. That's what I'm dealing with. And that's what I'm trying to explain to all you guys, is that I was first targeted by the Crossfire Hurricane operation, before they called it Crossfire Hurricane, in 2013. And I released those NSA documents we got from federal whistleblowers via Judge Arpaio. What's called Judge Arpaio? Sheriff Arpaio in 2017. And now this is officially part of the big criminal investigation that the task force in the Justice Department is going after. The treasonous conspiracy task force. And you've got Ed Martin with his government weaponization task force. And obviously, I've been working with those folks. I'll just stop there. So I may not even be able to be on the air some in the next few days, because I've been asked to go to D.C. right now. Again, I've been on the phone with all these people, White House, the DOJ today. And because here's what happened. And the bad guys already know this. They covered up pretty good a lot of the stuff they did to Trump and his family, though that's coming out. But they really messed up on me. And they got real sloppy, in the words of the Justice Department. They funded DOJ funding through the lawsuits against me. And that's illegal. And they laundered the money as well. And we put the evidence of that out last week. So this is huge. And we know Obama used those charities, those gun control charities, to launder money. And we have insiders that have reached out to stop there. But whistleblowers are coming in all over the place. And so, thank God, this, you know, justice is coming and their house of cards is falling, but they're also extremely desperate right now. So, huge, high-powered Democrat law firm, one of the top ones. Paul Weiss, already the top Democrat firm, been running the fake bankruptcy attacks on me and suing my family and all the rest of it to try to break us. But now they brought in this group at the state court level, and also to fight us at the Supreme Court of Texas and the U.S. Supreme Court. So it would take days to tell all the fighting I'm doing. I can only do it because of your support. theologyshowstore.com. Get the best t-shirts, ball caps, the very best supplements, Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit. It's all there. I need funds. We're winning, but I am maxed out. And, you know, their goal is to just, you know, destroy me, but they're failing. And I finally, you know, I've had some decent lawyers. I finally got some badass lawyers the last 3 years. They're tough and that are fearless that are a blessing from God. But the final equation, the final piece is you. And I can't keep doing it without you. So please support us at theauctionstore.com. That's how we keep fighting. They want us off the air because we sparked the populist revolution. You sparked it. And they see us as the capture the flag situation or capture the Roman standard. But you heard it here first. It's not even the news yet. Kamala Harris's husband, the big Democrat Party law firm guy, is now directly trying to oversee this because they're in so much trouble. That's what's happening. God bless you all.
Well, it's been 4 years since he was back in the InfoWars headquarters, and they've assigned another receiver at the state court to try to shut us down. They don't want money. They want it closed. They even said that in court, but we're battling them again, so we got nine lives thanks to supporters. But it is a lot of fun. James O'Keefe's been through his own operation sabotaging him, but he just came back stronger from the organization he founded that was hijacked by the deep state with the O'Keefe Media Group. James O'Keefe. At James O'Keefe on X, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. So many big stories you've just broken again. More you're about to break, but obviously, I wasn't really critical of you, but I was like, really, this is Bondi covering up. And she's like, oh yeah, kids getting raped, hundreds of new victims, undercover video to get ahead of it when she learned you'd had that. She came out in the press conference and kind of did it as an aside. And I'm not trying to say she's a villain, but then when this broke last Monday, people said, oh, it's Bondi. And I said, no, it's Trump, who we love and need to succeed. And now I'm beginning to understand they put poison pills in the trial stuff with Ghislaine Maxwell and the second case there in New York with Epstein, all sorts of little BS things. And so obviously they're trying to set Trump up, in my opinion. I don't believe there's any evidence of that there, but I haven't talked to you other than a few text messages. I don't know your overall view. I know a few months ago you broke the exclusive stuff inside Epstein Island. You probably know more about this and the cover-up from whistleblowers than, you know, any journalist. So James O'Keefe, thank you for coming. What brings you to Austin?
I'm doing a tour for this new TV show we have on Unified.tv about Disney, about the CIA. So I'm promoting that series. But with Epstein, yeah, the that Bondi video we did a few months ago is, it seems to be a bigger deal now than I thought it was. And she was in the restaurant saying there's tens of thousands of video with children. We reached out to the Bondi, to the Attorney General's office. They gave us they wanted to know exactly what she said. We provided that quote to her, and then she went on the White House lawn and said that there's tens of thousands of videos. So this has been a developing story. And
well, I thought you were getting out of your skis, which I wasn't even critical. I was just questioning, and I think you were a visionary again, unfortunately.
Well, I was at the Turning Point conference last weekend, and it struck me. I said, how many, by show of hands, think the Department of Justice is lying? And almost every hand went up. So,
and I saw Laura Ingraham do similar things. People are pissed.
People are pissed. I've never seen anything quite like it. And the Department of Justice has the power to unredact certain parts of the affidavit. You know, Alex, as in my FBI raid, they redacted every sentence of the probable cause. So they have the power to unredact certain things. And I believe the truth will come out. If the Department of Justice doesn't put it out, then whistleblowers will come forward and put it out themselves.
Well, now we have Anna Paulina Linda, the congresswoman, saying she has FBI agent coming to her saying that evidence was destroyed and that it was the Democrats.
Is that right? I didn't see that today.
That just broke last night.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, we have the Epstein stuff to talk about. We have the Disney stuff. We have Johnson & Johnson we just broke just a few days ago. Another pharmaceutical executive, lead regulatory scientist at Johnson & Johnson, saying the vaccine is not safe or effective. My job is to confirm suspicions, Alex. Perhaps not to surprise people, but to prove things visually for people.
Well, I know you don't like to speculate. You've liked Trump. He's really supported you. We'll get into the Johnson & Johnson, the first look at the Disney expose and more. It's great to have you here. But first off, just not speculation, but just with the gestalt of info you have and all your sources, why would Trump do such a horrible Streisand effect and say, don't look at this, that was never anything, and do a 180? What a PR disaster. Now they figured it out. And what Roger Stone recommended last week, they've done. And I know he told the president over and over again as I talked to him about it, hey, you got to, you know, say, release the stuff out of Ghislaine's trial. You know, they fired Comey's daughter that ran it. And, you know, get all this out. Regardless of what Trump now says, that the same crew, Brennan, Comey, and all of them that had control of the file spiked it. I think that makes sense. That's what they do. But how do you think Trump, who's normally savvy, just engaged in something that was like dumping blood in the water for sharks?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't like to speculate. I don't have any first-hand information. The question I have is, why would they, and the FBI agents, we released a recording a week ago, Alex, where an FBI senior intelligence agent with the FBI is saying that this is a, quote, shit show, and the FBI agents on audio recording saying they could need to handle this better and they haven't been fully transparent. So the question I have is, why is the Attorney General of the United States and this director in the FBI saying all these things to strangers in restaurants? They need to be transparent immediately with us.
And why are they 180ing sometimes in the same day?
There's no good answer to that question. So this is not a good situation, regardless of the outcome. It hasn't been handled well, but I believe the truth will come out. And
well, obviously, when you wrote this out months ago, widely criticized, you had rumblings, or why were you were cryptic on the phone, but you said, looks like they're going to cover up.
I was scared because the Prince Andrew stuff, this was a guy that was very close to Prince Andrew saying he's, raping underage girls, and it was on video. And my undercover reporter was scared. And she was rightfully scared, and I was scared.
Sometimes the MI6 will kill you over that
this
stuff.
This is a little bit scary, and I think what we have to remember is
people. Well, it's not a little bit. Your organization has balls bigger than elephants.
And she went on Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was grilling. Excuse me, the guy that worked for Prince Andrew went on Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was grilling them. I mean, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you being honest? And the guy said, I got to give credit to O'Keefe's people, the undercover people that got this. He did not deny it, Alex. So it sometimes can be terrifying. I went dark for 2 weeks. I didn't tweet. Because sometimes it's stuff.
And I misunderstood our conversation. You weren't saying even the Epstein was the biggest. When I thought back, you're like, it's the Prince Andrew. And some people thought, what O'Keefe says, this is the most dangerous. No, you were saying that was because this is the king and the prince's fixer saying, yeah, he lied. He raped a bunch of underage girls.
And
and people said, we already knew that. We need to have the smoking gun proof.
You got to have the proof. I mean, you have to remember your audience knows all this stuff, but a lot of people don't know it. The American
newbies.
Newbies, the American people are not in agreement upon the facts, so it's important for me to confirm suspicions.
I mean, anybody that doesn't know, they've killed a lot of people to cover up for the royals.
And my undercover reporter was pretty scared, rightfully so. So I have to protect her, and this is heavy, dark stuff. So we had a source come to us from within the government and had images from inside Epstein's chalkboard. We're trying to decipher what this means. And this is information the FBI has. So,
well, they had cleaned out a lot more than that, too.
They did. And we got inside the temple. We saw the celestial paintings, some of the Gothic statues, some of the demonic books on the bookshelf there. We published all those images. And I think it's up to us, the people. My call to action, people watching here, is we have to do this ourselves. We cannot.
Well, talk about the demonic. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Demonic books.
They had like some Satan books and some very strange pagan statues in the library and a chalkboard that said power, deception, money. This was inside his library on the island. Images that we've never seen before. His library, horns on statues, really, and a baby with like sucking on a phallic instrument in a kitchen. It was really sick.
By the way,
stuff.
Absolutely. And they use fake right-wing whisper campaigns like they do now to attack you like it was nothing. I've been getting the same thing.
I think
because they know they can't attack us from the left now. It's the attack.
That's true. And you get that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think people do, even in the MAGA movement, Alex, sometimes people conjure up. They imagine what this could be and it never rises to their expectation. But what I believe is that.
Oh, yeah. So people that actually do things and are the trailblazers with the best record, it's not good enough. The people that sit in there in their basement, they've got all the answers.
People need to take action. But I believe, I mean, for them to say that nobody, there's no evidence that anybody did anything wrong. I mean, we got.
Well, that was the. I mean, we've got Ben Shapiro saying this looks like Epstein never even jaywalked. He's innocent.
We released photos in his bedroom. There's a telephone. Again, this is images that we released, and there's names on those speed dials. You're trying to tell me that none of those people were an accessory before the fact, accessory after the fact? Of course, there's a story there. Of course, there's that. But the Department of Justice can unredact the affidavit, just like in my case, I was raided. They redacted every word. They need to unredact most of that affidavit. We don't want to see child porn or anything like that. We just want to see.
Oh, yeah. That was the most insulting, the talking point. You want child porn. No, we never said release that. We said indict the perpetrators.
That's right. So, but my call to action is if you're in the FBI, if you're in any foreign intelligence community, if you're in the CIA and you have information, we need you to come forward. And I can't guarantee you that that'll be easy for you physically. But spiritually, it's the right thing to do. Do it for your conscience. Do it for your country. We can no longer rely upon the government to be honest, but the government's self-preserving, Alex. They want to protect. Let me be less abstract. There were confidential FBI informants at my organization, Project Veritas, and there's redactions. And under those redactions are the names of those informants. But the public's right to know. Okay, there you go. Look at this. Look at this. I always bring this up every week now. It shocks people. Every single word of the probable cause, that's the justification, to raid my newsroom has been redacted.
Well, when I got a part of my FBI file from Trump from an older FOIA earlier this year, it's almost all blacked out, but it's national security by Obama ongoing. And it's just crazy. Kafkaesque being accused of something, a dragnet for 10 years, found nothing, and won't even tell you the specifics.
That's right. And I'm going to have to sue the Department of Justice to get answers. And I don't want to do that. But the public's right to know why they're doing this supersedes their right to protect their FBI confidential informants. That's the bottom line. Pam Bondi put out the statement yesterday saying they're going to unredact some of this. Alex, what did you think of that? She putting that statement out.
I mean, they tried to just, end it, but they know it's become a fiasco, the worst thing they could have done. And now they're going to supposedly go to these courts and, get them to release it. And I think the government, according to lawyers I've talked to, has the power to do that. So absolutely. I mean, I'm glad that they are now coming to their senses. I mean, to watch Trump self-harm like this has been very painful. And I had to tell the truth, I had to criticize it. And then I've had a bunch, some of the listeners, not the majority, get really mad at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll go where the truth is.
It was very hard for me to do that story on Pam Bondi. It's not, I don't dislike her or like her. That's not the issue. It's just, you got to tell the truth. And it was a hard one to do. But at the end of the day, I believe.
Well, you asked me on the phone, you said, do you think I should do it? And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I mean. What would I be if I didn't publish that? What would I be if I helped?
You'd almost be an accomplice to whatever it is.
Right. So it's a tough situation that the administration has put people in. But listen, bottom line is let me be optimistic. The truth is going to come out. People are going to come forward. I have faith that we're going to see the truth here.
All right. Let's start shifting gears into Johnson & Johnson. We'll play a clip of it. They're like, hey, this is 2 days old, 50,000 years old. No, this is more pertinent than ever. It continues to add to the repertoire of you just destroying their own words. The Pfizer and J&J and all of them catching, you remember, the head of mRNA that finally got them to shut down Veritas, saying, yeah, we make new viruses and have them on the shelf. And, we're going to, I mean, it's just incredible criminal stuff you've exposed. Tell us about this latest coup.
This is a Johnson & Johnson lead regulatory scientist who is on video. This is in New Jersey. This is recently saying that the vaccine is not safe and not effective, that we give it to him. There he is. We give it to him because they want it. He's chewing on ice cream with no introspection. And he's saying that there's no safety, there's no effectiveness, but the people, the consumers wanted it. So we gave it to them. We didn't do the necessary trials. People are going to die anyway. This guy is not a low-level guy. He's the lead regulatory scientist. He's responsible for making sure the product.
He sounds like a completely soulless NPC.
He does seem that way. And when I confronted him, it was shocking psychologically because he denied his own identity. He said, that's not me on the camera. These people reject the mirror. They deny reality. And it is very, I like that word. It is very soulless. There's no self-awareness here.
But I love, they won it anyways. Well, maybe some fools, but no, they fired hundreds of thousands of nurses, doctors just here, kicked tens of thousands out of the military. No, they violated the Nuremberg Code. They coerced people into this.
Yeah, and it's something that we all know to be true, but it's proven. So HHS put out a statement. Bobby Kennedy was in touch with me about this. But this comes on the heels of the story we did on Pfizer a few years ago. Jordan Walker said they're mutating the vaccine. They know it's not effective. They know it was started in a Wuhan lab in China. These are his words.
That's gain of function, by the way.
Gain of function.
We're mutating viruses. We have new versions.
But he said we're going to call it something else. That's not what we call it.
He was, it's gain of function, but we don't call it that.
We don't call it that. It's very much out of 1984 to deny the objective reality and change the wording. So these are pharmaceutical executives. We're going to tell the stories. This guy actually at Johnson & Johnson asked me to turn the cameras off. And I said, I'm not going to do that. Because the last time I did that, the last time we busted a big story, a week later I was removed from Project Veritas. And that's another topic.
Of course you don't turn the cameras off because then they'll lie.
Exactly.
Let's roll a little bit of from the new report that you found at O'Keefe Media Group with another one of these people. Here it is.
Do you have any idea the lack of research that was done on those products?
Joe Biden says that it's safe and effective.
I mean, none of that stuff was safe and effective. People wanted it. We gave it to them. It's like, all right, you know what? Cancer patients
somebody's going to get sued for that stuff eventually.
Hi, Josh. Are you Josh Rice from Johnson & Johnson? You're going to deny your identity?
Yes, sir.
And you said that your vaccine was not safe and effective. You said that. Deep inside Johnson & Johnson's global machine is a scientist, a lead scientist, whose very approval or disapproval of J&J products can change millions of American lives. Meet Joshua Rees, a lead regulatory scientist at Johnson & Johnson. Joshua, in his role, leads the creation and execution of regulatory strategies for new and existing products across Johnson & Johnson.
We run the whole soup to nuts. Like, not only are we working on the products, but everything that has to do with the drug. We have to make sure that you understand how to use the drug, how to be able to, you know, prescribe certain pieces of information, how to communicate that to the patient.
Now, according to a Johnson & Johnson press release from December 2021, the safety and well-being of those who use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine continues to be our number one priority. Now, for the first time ever, an official from Johnson & Johnson admits to our hidden cameras that the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine was, quote, not safe and effective, unquote. And the company wanted to, quote, just throw the vaccine creation to the wind and see what happens, unquote.
You know, they're like,
was safe and effective.
But
we didn't do the typical test.
Like,
the typical process, that's why it takes so long to get a product on market. The typical process is all this clinical trial testing and stuff in a small population. This was just, let's test it on some, you know, lab rat models, analyze and see if it works and stuff like that, and just throw it to the wind and see what happens.
People didn't know that.
I'm sure somebody's going to get sued for that stuff eventually.
The lead regulatory scientist for Johnson & Johnson went into detail about how the federal government applied heavy pressure on Big Pharma in order to hastily create the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, encouraging speed over efficacy or safety.
Do you have any idea the lack of research that was done on those products? Like, you shouldn't be surprised that this happened. It was pretty much the government kind of made a deal with pharmaceutical companies.
I'll stop there, but really they'd already made it on the shelf beforehand. This guy just doesn't know that. This is beyond bombshell to have another executive admitting everything you've caught him in again and again. Premeditated mass fraud, Nuremberg Code violation. These people need to be arrested. Unbelievable. James, we're going to break. We're going to come back. What do you want to hit next? What happened to Veritas, how that's out in court? You can talk about it. You want to get into this?
I want to hit on the Unified series, the CIA agent that we caught, as well as the Disney executives.
Oh, yeah, your Unified series. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, after the break, well, we have a series, two episodes so far, a CIA agent on video withholding information from Donald Trump and two Disney executives talking about discriminating. They've been fired from Disney, so we take you behind the scenes.
And you've got your co-host here, or another news anchor here.
Yes.
Elizabeth Lane. We now know Wonder Woman's real name or an alias.
That's right. Unified TV. Two episodes brand new out. We want to talk about.
All right. And so we've got Wonder Woman here with us as well. There's always unattractive women around James O'Keefe. I'm just joking. I'm being bad, folks. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you taken that methylene blue yet?
Yeah.
I like it.
I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week, but he was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is, and it was quite frankly pretty amazing. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
Usually, I'm joking, you know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit, it's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt, and if you didn't, we're going to put it on air and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what Methylene Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
me. The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back, and I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog, where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man. But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried Methylene Blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. You know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
You're asking what Methylene Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking it about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
All right.
Now, if Alex Jones is the thing that takes me out, that would be ironic.
James, I just hit you with 100 milligrams of cyanide. You should be dead in about 2 seconds.
That would be ironic.
No, it's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very good. We had Roseanne Barr in here about 3 months ago, and she was so tired she wasn't sure she'd do the show.
Roseanne and what she's been through with, speaking of Disney ABC News, her and I relate because I was fired from my company. She was fired from ABC News, so I really enjoy her. She's great.
Well, she took it and just loves it now. But we'll see what happens on Owen. And if it doesn't affect you, we'll still put it out for people to know. Because about 1 out of 100 don't really feel it. But the medical stuff it does is great for your body. Really cleans.
What does it do?
Cleans out your cells.
What are you supposed to feel like?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I mean, just you'll see.
All right.
Because I want this to be really fresh, and I'm glad the crew reminded me to do this. But shifting gears back to the stuff on the agenda, you'll cover a lot more today at 4 o'clock on The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Really appreciate you coming to town for that, but you're also on a tour. Tell us about this American series you've got.
Yeah, we got a series called American Swiper, a tag on American Sniper. And you've seen the videos online, Alex. Every week we do these undercover datings, but this is a behind-the-scenes series. There's 2 episodes out. One's on the CIA guy, and he's the guy who withheld information from Trump. It's insane video. That's Amjad Vasisi. You're looking at that guy. That was last year. And this guy was a CIA official who's telling us that they didn't give Donald Trump information because they didn't trust Donald Trump with the information. It's against the law. And this series takes you behind the scenes. He was suspicious of our undercover person, and she had to sneak into the bathroom. So it gives you some more information. And we have a new one out today about Disney. And these are 2 vice presidents at Disney Corporation, and they're talking about, we don't hire white people. We discriminate on race. Bob Iger, these are their words.
Well, that's incredible. So I want to start with the American Swiper. And this Disney thing is, wow, that is bombshell. So let's take your time on that. So let's play the trailer for American Swiper from the O'Keefe Media Group. Here it is.
Disney, Meta, the IRS, MSNBC, the NFL, Department of Defense, we've done it all. Some people describe this as a honeypot. The man thinks he's meeting or the woman that's interested in him. They really like it when someone expresses interest in them. They want to feel needed or admired. They want their ego fulfilled.
There's no list that swipers are given. This is all just through sheer luck and timing.
Swipers will come to me and ask me for advice or approval on a certain subject that they're interested in. We don't care about the personal stuff. We care about the subject of investigation, which is who do they work for and what do they do?
Well, incredible. So unpack this.
So this is the first episode trailer you're looking at. We have a second trailer for Disney. I don't know if...
Sure, no, we've got that. We'll get to that.
So this is a CIA agent. And we're actually interviewing the undercover woman who recorded him. At one point in the meeting, Alex, the CIA agent, he takes out his lanyard and he says, I work for the Chinese Mission Center. I'm withholding information from Trump because we don't trust Donald Trump. That's a crime, by the way. And then he gets suspicious of the undercover. So the undercover has to go into the bathroom, take out all the stuff from her bag, return to the table. He goes to the bag, is satisfied, and continues to divulge more information. This is like a real life kind of James Bond style TV series. It's not fiction.
And I love how these so-called spies are like the biggest big mouse ever.
Yeah, and it's kind of, and he's lucky that I'm not a Chinese spy. I'm just a journalist. But can you imagine?
How do we know he's not?
Well, that's a good point. And this is, there's been a lot of this in my life where people in the Pentagon, people in the State Department are spilling the secrets to me. And sometimes I'm the one sitting across. I mean, this is insane. I mean, I should send Alex Jones to D.C. in a disguise and see how many of these deep state guys actually recognize.
Well, that's another thing. They're supposedly these spies. They don't even know who some of the top media figures are.
I think they're just in a psychosis. There's no self-awareness. I know narcissism is an overused term, but
they're in their bubble.
They're in their own little weird, and they're often confessing to us, Alex, these secrets. Because they're in their own reality.
Remember some of your latest stuff? They're like, "Yeah, we're preparing a coup at the Pentagon against Trump."
And
if you're doing that, you're just in a bar. Oh, we're running it, and it turns out it was true. It's like,
I'll never be able
to. If you're just planning a coup against the president, you might want to do it secretly.
One of the guys, Alex, the former FBI agent, and he's in the Pentagon. He's like, "We're meeting in a tank. Talking to retired generals about trying to hurt stop Trump," is what he's implying there. And this guy was fired. And now he's suing me. So they're trying to use the courts like...
And a few years before that, he got caught in a sex sting.
That's true. But they never seem to stop the bad behavior. They just want to shut us down. But this series, Unified.TV, it's called. I'm partnering with them, and it's...
And is that how you catch most of them, is they're all on Tinder and Grindr?
Most of them, yeah. And there's more gay guys than you'd imagine in D.C. for some reason. That's a thing. But we catch him on Bumble, Tinder, Grindr. So this series, it's kind of like Netflix for the, what we're doing. And we take you behind the scenes, and it's pretty incredibly produced. You're going to enjoy it.
Where do folks find it?
It's unified.tv, UNIFYD.TV, partnering with OMG O'Keefe Media Group. There you have it. There's two episodes, and we've got the Disney one as well.
And you and Ms. Lane are out touring the country.
Right, touring Texas, actually. And, man, last night we drove from Dallas to Austin, got a flat tire. Man, you've got some crazy interstates here.
Oh, yeah, let's be not B-roll. Let's roll the clip. This is O'Keefe changing a tire. Roll it with audio. Here we go.
This is me changing a tire last night on the side of the road.
You and Wonder Woman out there.
I can't believe she got me like this recording the tire. This is a loud interstates. Loud. Like, you can't even make a phone call. You can't hear yourself talk on the Texas freeways. Anyways, it was nice doing manly things.
I was about to say, though, that's kind of sexist. You didn't make Ms. Lane do it.
No comment. You'll have to secretly record me there.
We need to get Ms. Lane on the air with us. The ratings would go up.
I don't know if she's willing. Yeah, we had to change a tire on the way. You know, one of the things, I don't mean to get on a tangent, but there are a lot of like spiritual attacks. I don't know if you find that with your work. You just weird, like people say, are you cursed? Just crazy stuff. Has that happened to you? Just
yes.
Weird, crazy. And we try to be positive, but man, just the constant attacks, especially if you're doing good work. You're pursuing the truth.
I have had a few attacks, yes.
Well, but I know in that sense, but just like, you ever find that a lot of bad things happen more so when you're really on the trail of the truth?
Yeah, absolutely. But also, I've been on there 31 years. You've been, how long, 15, 20?
I've been doing this since I was 19, 21 years.
Yeah, so I would say the first 10 or 15, I didn't have that much opposition. Some, and that's when I had like literal, like the devil stuff, like people coming out of the woodwork. But that wasn't any big opposition. But as soon as I got, which you've had big opposition too, as soon as it went next level, like the last 10 years, the worse the persecution gets from the top, now it's all this really crazy good stuff happens. So I kind of went through the storm. So maybe, I don't know how God's very mysterious.
Very mysterious.
But yeah, and I still get some of the, but you know what? I have such, and I'm not saying you don't have faith, you have total, I can see it. I just have totally surrendered to God, whatever God's plan is. I mean, I can walk outside and somebody says, die, I wouldn't blame God.
Yeah.
Anything happens, I'm like Job at this point. Anything happens, I signed up for this. God's in control, it's part of the plan. And I think I would just pray if I was you and just say, a total surrender, I accept everything, I give it to you, I trust you, and I need a hedge of protection in the name of Jesus Christ. Please send your angels and the Holy Spirit to protect me. I ask for that. And,
That's right. You got to let go, and it's a lot of responsibility.
Another thing is praying publicly. God also,
which is what you just did,
yeah,
which is very inspirational.
Well, it's Christ also said pray in private, but also get together with the brethren and say it together. Because what you say on earth is done in heaven. He says don't pray like Pharisees in public to look good, but sometimes you have to proclaim it. And I know you're a Christian and everything, but I mean, have you publicly ever prayed to ask for God's help?
I don't think publicly, but I should
ask the listeners for them to pray for you. And that's now it's your important question. I thought about it, but not publicly. Talk about it. It's when I started asking people to pray for me about 15 years ago, because it's kind of embarrassing at a level to ask like for help, but it's not. Ask people to pray for you.
Well, listeners, pray for my team, pray for the OMG team for strength, for discernment. Help us find good lawyers who actually give a damn. But I look over us and deliver us from evil. And my favorite scripture is, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. So fear no evil is something I always say. And
But here's what I used to do. I believed in God, and I know God's real, but I was in the driver's seat. You have to surrender, in my advice, and you have to say, I can't do it, God, it's yours, and then you've got to ask the public to pray for you. It's okay to do that.
Please do pray for us. We can't do it by our own power, and your prayers mean a lot to us. It means a lot to my team. Pray for our team. It takes a team, and I appreciate that very much, Alex, that you're bringing that up. Thank you.
Well, that's my advice. You know, I've prayed with Tucker.
Is that right?
And
publicly or privately?
Privately. Well, you know, just
because I know you're on the tour in Texas.
Yeah, and other stuff before that. I mean, I just explained. You know, he talked about some people. He knew God. He kind of thought God was real, but he wasn't sure until he had some of those big issues. And then a few years ago up in Maine, I I talked to him about things, and I said, let me guess, did you... And then I just knew it was the Holy Spirit telling me what had happened. He goes, no one knows this. I'm my wife. How did you know this?
Mm.
And it had people trick him into a deal, an Aleister Crowley deal, a very famous person. They weren't even clear what it was. And they put literal demons on him.
Wow.
And I picked that up and said, God, wants you to know this right now. This happened. Somebody laid hands on you. That's what did it. That wasn't me, though. It's the Holy Spirit.
Wow. The thing I was thinking about is when I was fired from Project Veritas, the thing I created, I felt the demons coming at me. I almost felt like they were penetrating me some point. And that was a tough spiritual moment.
But I bet you've never shared this.
No, not publicly. No, the week I was fired, I was in bed and the demons were like kind of trying to penetrate my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Tucker got literally scratched up on his back.
I heard bleeding. Him say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's what I felt, but I just felt like they were trying to penetrate me and I was kind of ward them off. And,
well, you know what happens? The left are all into Aleister Crowley and Satanism. And I'm not trying to be right back. They were probably in a ceremonial deal cutting babies' heads off and sending that stuff at you. That's what they do. They kill children in the ritual and then send demonic attacks on you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not kidding. You think I'm joking around?
No, I just want the proof. I mean, I don't think you're kidding. And it's true that probably they've tried to cast curses on us, but we proclaim in the name of Jesus, and we're going to push that away.
James, all I'm saying is you're a man and you're a tough guy, and I know subconsciously it's James O'Keefe can handle it. I was the same way. You've got, and I know you know this, I'm saying you have to literally say, I surrender Christ.
That's right.
I need you now.
I surrender Christ. I need you now.
Amen. That's beautiful. Let's get into the Disney thing. Speaking of evil, tell us about this.
As our second episode, I don't know if your producers have the trailer. The trailer's great, and it'll give you a little glimpse into.
Yeah, let's play the Disney DEI trailer and the Disney DEI main trailer back to back. But tell us about it first.
And I'll tell you what it is. This is a vice president of Disney. Giordano is his name, and we caught him in Los Angeles. They're talking about the greed and the possible illegal behavior inside of Disney Corporation. Very powerful company. Disney controls pretty much everything in California. And then I confront him, and there's two undercover reporters involved. And we also caught another man inside Disney talking about how they don't hire white people. And there's some racial bigotry inside of there. These are his words. Unless you're Jewish and so forth, then you're not going to get a job if you're white. So it's these guys have been fired. And, Alex, they tried to sue me. So they always use the courts to try to shut me down. So this takes you behind the scenes. Let's take a look at this trailer.
Here it is.
Come on, baby. Come on, let's do it.
It all started when Starlight, that's the code word for one of our undercover journalists and American swipers, matched on the dating app Hinge and went on a hidden camera date with yet another Disney executive.
We were the first people ever to get Disney employees to admit that they discriminate against people based on race.
They wanted somebody in meetings who would appear a certain way.
Do you think Bob Iger is corrupt?
Now, yeah.
No way we're hiring a white male.
I knew this story was going to be big. We've investigated a lot of subjects at OMG, CIA, the FBI. For the first time ever, and something very special happened.
Michael Giordano matched with and was actively hitting on yet another one of our swipers.
So now, Michael Giordano is now dating not one, but two of our American swipers.
Hey, this guy is two-timing me.
This guy's on fire.
There's going to be a lawsuit.
I will put you on tape.
Not looking to bring on any more clients who will.
We've never seen undercover footage like this before.
He just had no idea what was coming.
I figured, why not make this a double date?
Okay, babe.
Hey, this here right here?
This is only like higher ups.
The higher ups wanted that person in that role to be black because it would look good for them in board meetings, but that ultimately they passed on this particular candidate because he just didn't seem, quote, black enough.
What a performance!
You're saying the person isn't black enough? It's already wrong that they're not hiring white males, but they're saying this person doesn't look a certain way to us. Not for an acting role that you see in cinema, but an everyday office goer.
Which, in and of itself, like, when you say that on its face, it's just like, so you don't like black. Like, it's like, it's just crazy to hear somebody like that in such a high position at one of the largest companies in the entire world say that they passed up on a diverse candidate because he didn't appear black enough. In the moment, I just was like, okay, I'm hitting on a sore spot. I struck a nerve with him. This is clearly resonating. It's really actually getting to the root of why this is happening. Okay, so he works at Disney. This is his expertise. He's seeing this every day in and out. And so I'm really just a listening ear for him to discuss his woes, to discuss his experience. And he even details that it was actually quite frustrating for him, but that, you know, this is just the game that you kind of have to play. This is how Disney works, and this is what they're promoting. And, you know, it's a good thing because, you know, from his perspective, he's saying it's a good thing because obviously, you know, diversity pleases people and we have shareholders. And I say, okay, so is it a financial incentive then?
I think there's certainly a belief that it's just good for society and the right thing to do. But there's also a belief that, like, we're going to make more money if we appeal to a wider variety of people. And that's a good thing because we have shareholders too, you know. And so diversity helps.
Wow. You guys just put out so much material. It's all so incredibly important. And this all comes out of the UN, BlackRock, the ESGs. We know a lot of documents and videos have come out that you've released yourself. Part of it, where these company heads will say, well, we're still doing DEI at the universities too. We're just changing the name.
That's right.
This is important work. We haven't won the war against this yet, folks.
No, and Disney is incredibly powerful. In fact, when I did this story about Giordano, the vice president there, I had people in Los Angeles, Alex, tell me, don't go after Disney. You're making a movie, O'Keefe. It's called Line in the Sand. It was about the border. I did it with Tucker. And I was trying to find a distributor, and they said, don't go after Disney. They're too powerful. So there's also an effect where people are not allowed to tell the truth because they're afraid of being retaliated against in their career and their profession. So this Disney, I didn't realize how many tentacles they had, but this is an incredible behind-the-scenes journey, and you're going to see how we make the sausage. You're going to see how these people operate. You know, do you see that guy's eyes, by the way? Giordano's eye bulging out of his head?
Oh, they all look the same, demonic. So I want to hit a little bit on Veritas. You're going to have a whole hour, though, and so once you get more into that then, I wish we had more time. I wish I'd have to go do a podcast right now, because I'd love to hang out with you in the next hour before you go on with Owen. But you're constantly getting sued. You're constantly getting attacked. Every people week. Just think, oh, that's O'Keefe. He's tough. He can handle it. Us, too. No, that's why supporting you and supporting us, we do this for the public and for ourselves, but we're your champions. And because we're OGs and have done so much, people just think, oh, well, they're Superman. Well, no, like, no, we're not. You're over here asking for prayer because you're under such attack. How do people support O'Keefe Media Group?
I mean, you can go to our website, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. We have a nonprofit. We're half tax deductible. You could subscribe now. We're a subscription model for OMG. And we hope to make investigative journalism profitable and sustainable. No one's really ever done that before. Alex, you're one of those guys that the more effective you are, the more successful you are at what you do, the worse it's going to be personally for you. It's like when you actually accomplish your mission and expose these guys and bust them and get the change, they come after you.
Well, that's because we're actually gladiators in the arena hacking and stabbing.
Hard. It's hard.
Other people go, well, we're not going that far. We don't actually want to get in the arena. And then I love that everybody wants to then comment about us, particularly, and I'm like, oh, they haven't really done that much. Oh, they're not for real. Well, no, we just got wounds and stab wounds and bleeding and, you know.
Yeah, the man in the arena. But I think, you know, people have to recognize the more you actually accomplish the mission, I think people don't want to be too effective. Just be a little effective. Don't really give them a black eye.
Yeah,
don't,
because don't really, we make it safe for all the other half-asses.
Well, people inspire people because they live vicariously through you. They can't do what you do. A lot of people just live.
Well, I'm talking about, there are a lot of the great patriots on the air and journalists, yeah. But I'm just saying the people out there that sit on the bench or halfway and then criticize, they do it because they're basically living vicariously through us because we're the main targets. But if we were taken down, they move on to them next.
And when, as my mentor Andrew used to say, when by walking towards the fire, you send a message to other people that they can do it too. The main call to action, I want to get to the Veritas thing in a moment, but if you're inside the government, if you're inside the FBI, if you're inside any foreign intelligence agency, whatever it is, Mossad, I don't care what it is, but the CIA, you know, I can't promise you. Previously I said I can help you, I can pay your bills, I've done all that. I can't promise you that you're going to be physically or in a bodily, superficial sense okay. But I can tell you it's incredibly spiritually rewarding Do it for your conscience. Do it for your country. The time is right now.
Oh, the greater danger is not standing up to the globalists. It has to be done. We're almost out of time. You're going to be on the second hour, though, in 4 p.m. Central. But here's a clip from The Truth About Veritas. Here it is.
It was an emotional time seeing his baby get ripped from him. And it wasn't right.
You never went through what I went through. You didn't endure all the things I had to endure.
It's the FBI raiding me right there.
Open up. You weren't sleeping on a couch trying to raise $100 here, $1,000 here.
I'm invoking the Constitution here. Every defendant has the right to a fair trial. And no justice can be done in Ferguson or New York City if a fair trial cannot be had.
You didn't sleep on a mattress in Louisiana. You weren't falsely accused by the federal government, not once but twice. You didn't go through 3 jury trials.
Same James O'Keefe is facing federal felony charges, charges that carry up to $250,000 fine and 10 years in prison.
Never put on a hidden camera once in your life other than to record me in my office. You didn't bleed and sweat and cry the way that I did for 14 years. And you come into my institution and you have the gall to tell me that you're not the bad guy. This was never about you.
Another one of the lies about you, which is obvious to anybody that's got to have a brain, as I met you, know you, is they're like, Joe, James O'Keefe is secretly a candy ass, and then they get your text messages as she's dating all these beautiful women. I mean, it's just...
That was crazy. You're talking about the former federal FBI agent who published my girlfriend's text messages. Like, newsflash, James O'Keefe, not gay. I guess what they try to do, Logan told me this, they try to do like a million paper cuts and just put a cloud of dust around you so that, you know what I mean? There's controversy after... It's like these non-existent controversies, but taken as a whole, they try to dust you up.
What do you think of the new Trump stuff? Oh, inside one of the cases, there's a letter from Trump saying our secret they haven't released it, but I got 2 letters from Trump. Have you seen these? Because I say they're real. I'm bigger than the Wall Street Journal. Dear Alex, you were tremendous in bed last night and may every day be another wonderful secret. Donald Trump then drew a picture of a naked woman, and that's from our love affair. Here's another one he sent me a year after that. Alex, my love... And it just goes on to say what an incredible
is that
time.
Like the Joe Biden auto pen.
Yes, this is it. Of course, I did this morning. It's totally fake.
Donald Trump.
But I mean, that's how easy it is. Look, I have these letters from, you know.
And he's suing the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Which should tell you something, because the fact that he's suing, that's an action that speaks louder than words. I sued the New York Times, got passed motion to dismiss. When you make a lawsuit and go on offense like that, that should tell you that it's probably.
All right, O'Keefe Media Group. What are you going to be covering on Owen today in 1 hour?
More Epstein and more The Truth Inside Veritas.
All right. O'Keefe Media Group.
O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. Subscribe. Support us, please.
And how do we find Wonder Woman online? I've seen her on TV.
I can neither confirm nor deny who she is or where she's
from. Oh, you can't? Okay. All right. I just always wanted to meet Wonder Woman, and I finally got to. And then the gay James O'Keefe's going to leave with her. I'm just kidding.
James O'Keefe, not gay, but I'll take him for the team. Undercover.
Yeah, that was
anything
funny.
For the story.
Well, that was funny with the blonde hair.
So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former K-6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting to ever get him to take it on air. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen, to maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to then tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, 2 people did not feel it. And that means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes. It starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen. So please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get a
I think it's about the wing blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.